This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Ta'ala tells us that He created man in struggle, with strife, with difficulty. And this means that Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal has created us such that we will struggle throughout our lives. We will go through trial, tribulation and difficulty. Hence, we see Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam going to Ta'if and hoping to pass on the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he is stoned as a result. But what does he do sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? As he is being stoned, he goes and he perseveres, he struggles, he strives. And from the place that he was rejected and began to walk to the place that he finally sat down and took some rest, the scholars mention it was 42 to 43 miles. So that is how long he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walked for. He is told that your son is breathing his last. And he rushes home, his only son, at the age of 62 years old, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His only son at the time, and he's breathing his last in his hands. And his eye tears. So the sahabi asks him, أَوَلَمْ تَنْهَ عَنِ الْبُكَاءِ? Did you not stop us from crying? And he says, مَا نَهَيْتُ عَنْهُ? I didn't stop you from crying. إِنَّ هَذِهِ رَحْمَةٌ. This is a rahmah ja'alaha Allahu fi ibadihi ar-rahama. Allah has placed this within His merciful servants. So He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, despite being khayrul khalqi ajma'in, the best of creation altogether, He is being tested in this manner. So this is actually a sign that a person is close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fact that you are being tested is a sign that you are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he says, إِنَّ الْعَيْنَ لَتَدْمَعْ. Indeed, the eye will tear. وَإِنَّ الْقَلْبَ لَيَحْزَنْ. And the heart will become sad. وَلَا نَقُولُ إِلَّا مَا يُرْضِ الرَّبِّ. And we will not say anything except for that which pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I beg you to look at the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and ask you that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew that struggle, strife, difficulty, hardship is not good for a human being, then why did He give it to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Why was he pelted in Ta'if? Why did his people call him a liar and a magician? Why is it that he lost all of his children in his lifetime except for Fatima radiallahu anha? Why? If this was not good for a human being, then why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala test his most beloved to him with difficulty and hardship? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests you, He wants to raise you and elevate you. He wants to increase you. He wants you to succeed. Hence, He knows that your capacity is higher. So He tests you with more. So you struggle even more, because that struggle means you are attaining higher positions in Jannah. You are attaining more with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What we tend to do is we look at our struggle and our difficulty and we say that perhaps Allah doesn't like us. Perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hates us. Perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala despises us. Perhaps there is something that I have done wrong that has invited this into my life, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now is punishing me with this. These are thoughts that shaitan places into our mind in order to make us lose hope in Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Yet, if we take a look at life is between 60 to 70 years. أَعْمَارُ أُمَّتِي, the average age of my ummah, مَا بَيْنَ 60 إِلَى 70, is between 60 to 70 years. So, if you pass those 60, 70, 80 years in this world, and you have succeeded, then you have succeeded forever and ever and ever and ever. And in fact, you may get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and see those who were tested even more and wish you were tested like them in order to achieve what they attained through their strife and struggle. And Ramadan plays an integral role in teaching us how to go through our problems in life. Ramadan and the day of Ramadan is actually very similar to a person's life. So you begin your fast with ease. Your belly is full. Your throat is not parched. You find that it is quenched. Everything is fine. You begin your fast. The first few hours of the day are easy. Similarly, the first few years in your life are not so difficult. Why? Things are taken care of for you. Your parents look after you. They feed you. They ensure you are drinking enough milk, etc. And then as you grow, the responsibility begins to grow. You need to learn how to walk. And you need to learn how to eat on your own. And then you need to learn how to put on your clothes. And similarly, the fast becomes more difficult. As the sun rises and it becomes hot, the throat becomes parched. And the person begins to struggle. It's difficult now. 10, 11, 12, 1 o'clock, it's becoming the pangs of hunger are now coming into the stomach. You can feel the stomach grumbling. So similarly, a person's life becomes more difficult as they age. And there will be things that are out of your control that will happen in order for you to attain a greater position with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like the fasting person, the weather around him is out of his control. It gets hot. Do you not think that you are being rewarded for that heat by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You find that your life is going well, and all of a sudden, someone close to you dies. If you respond in the correct manner to that, and you don't curse, and you don't question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you are being raised in rank. And as we get towards the end of the fast, it becomes the most severe, the most hard, the most difficult. Why? Because now your throat is really parched. Now the headaches are kicking in. You've been to work all day. It's hard, it's difficult for you to maintain that fast, but you keep it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And during that time, if you perform acts of worship, ibadah, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bearing in mind that Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal will reward you even greater, because the suffering is even more, then the reward is high and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is great. So, similarly, a human being towards the end of his life goes through struggle. He goes through difficulty. Yes, he is old. Yes, he is frail. Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has tested him with old age. But will he still perform his salah? Will he still fast in the month of Ramadan? These are all tests from Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. These are all tests from Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. And do you know who it is that manages to fast and to perform their salah in their old age? It is those who took advantage of their youth and performed their salah in their youth. It is those who fasted in their youth. Those who are old and have not fasted during their youth will find it very difficult to fast at the end of their life. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them this opportunity, and then comes iftar. Then comes iftar. Iftar is your death. Iftar is your leaving this dunya. The iftar of this dunya is leaving the dunya and meeting Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. And do you know what the hadith says, ironically and interestingly? لِلصَّائِمِ فَرْحَتَانِ. The fasting person has two points of happiness. فَرْحَةٌ عِنْدَ فِطْرِهِ وَفَرْحَةٌ عِنْدَ لِقَاءِ رَبِّهِ. He has a happiness when he breaks his fast. You know that first sip of water that you take, and it goes down your throat and you feel the coolness spreading through you. That is a point of happiness for the fasting person. Why? Because I've successfully kept away from food and drink and my desires for this time for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now that breaking of the fast is an ibadah in and of itself. It's an ibadah in and of itself. It's pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He told me when to eat, I ate. He told me when to stop eating, I stopped eating. He told me when to eat again, I started eating again. Why? Because He is my Lord. He is my Maker. He commands me and I do. I accept. I surrender. I acknowledge that my life belongs to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. So, that first sip of water becomes pleasing to you because it is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is the second point of happiness? فَرْحَةٌ عِنْدَ لِقَاءِ رَبِّهِ. And there will be a pleasure, a happiness that he will feel when he meets his Lord. You see the clear link between fasting and the meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will be pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and He will be pleased with you if you fasted in the correct manner for the sake of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. There is a very close link between fasting and the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As-sawmu li wa ana ajzi bih. Fasting is for me and I will give its reward. Why? If you fasted for your parents, it's very easy for you to hide away and drink a bit of water, have a bit of food. It's very easy. Nobody knows you're fasting. With regards to salah, everyone can see that this person performed his salah or he didn't. He was with us, he sat here the whole time. We didn't see him performing his salah. When it comes to zakah, there is a possibility people know that you didn't give your zakah out. But when it comes to fasting, nobody knows except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether you took a quick gulp of water in the shower, nobody knows. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. So Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal tells us for this reason. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu kutiba alaykumu siyamu kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqoon. O you who have believed, fasting has been prescribed upon you as it was prescribed upon those before you, so that you may be conscious, so that you may be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That consciousness of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal is you getting to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is you getting to acknowledge that He is your Lord, your Maker, your Creator, the one whom you came from and to whom you shall return to. So that consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you develop during your fast actually drives the success in your life in its entirety. It drives the success in your life in its entirety. You know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says? Later on in these ayat, He actually tells us something very interesting that if we pay attention to, we will come to realize why the struggle and difficulty in our lives is actually a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرَ فَلْيَصُمْ وَمَنْ كَانَ مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ فَعِدَّةٌ مِّنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرِ. And those who are traveling or they are sick, then let them fast other days out of the month of Ramadan. Allah wants ease for you and He does not want hardship. There are two things we can take from this. One, the person who is sick and the person who is traveling, you can fast out of the month of Ramadan. No problem. Discount for you. Allah made it easy because لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah does not burden a soul except for that which it can manage. Back in the day, their travel was quite difficult, so Allah made it easy for them. And secondly, we can understand this to mean that your struggle, your strife, your difficulty, Allah wants ease for you and He doesn't want hardship. So what you are doing by going through that fast is training yourself. Training yourself for the rest of your life. أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَاتٍ. These are a number of days. A number of days. Why? Boot camp. Go through that fast. Learn how it is difficult to do the hard, but do the hard, there will be a reward at the end of it. So when you do the difficult, not only does your day go well, but your entire life begins to go well. Do that which is hard to do and you have to do, even if you don't want to do it. Similarly, you look at your salah. You look at your salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to us, "Utlu ma uhiya ilayka min al-kitab wa aqim as-salah. Inna as-salata tanha 'anil fahsha'i wal munkar." Recite that which has been revealed to you of the Quran, of the book. Here again we see the connection with Ramadan, reciting that which is of the book, and Ramadan is the month of the Quran. Secondly, he says, and establish the salah. Allah doesn't say, salli salatak, perform, like read your salah. Allah actually says, establish your salah. Because in establishing your salah, you will be preventing yourself from immorality and evil. Why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talk about immorality? What connection does immorality have to salah? How many of us find it difficult to perform that salah, especially the Fajr salah? Especially the Fajr salah. Why? Everybody else is asleep. It's a nice time to continue to sleep. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you, come to salah, come to success. Wake up, rub the sleep out of your eyes, put your feet onto the floor, trudge to the bathroom, make wudu with cold water, and then say, Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest. And face your Lord and offer that prayer. If you offer that prayer in the way that He wants you to offer it, if you offer that prayer in the way that He wants you to offer it, it will protect you from immorality. What is your Fajr Salah? At what time do you perform it? Early in the morning, at the time where everybody is asleep, and it's difficult for you to do. You know what science tells you today? Science tells you, do something difficult that you have to do but don't want to do, and you will become successful. Do something difficult that you have to do that you don't want to do, and you will be successful. That is your Fajr Salah. That is your Fajr Salah. Allah has invited you to do it. What happens as a result? Your mind is being trained to do the difficult, and you will be protected from immorality. What is immorality? You know what? You know what that Fajr Salah actually is? It's called delayed gratification. You are delaying the pleasurable feeling that you get from that action. You are doing the difficult, and in return, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you a feeling, an enjoyment during the salah and after the salah as well. So have you noticed that when you perform your Fajr Salah, your day goes better. You feel lighter. You feel happy. That's delayed gratification. And science tells you to do this in order to train yourself to do the hard. That immorality that Allah is talking about, that He says it will protect you from, is the easy. So, immorality is easy. If we take a look at immorality, it's two people that go into a room, enjoy themselves, no strings attached, no dirty diapers, no difficulty with getting married, no mahar, nothing. Two people go, have fun, come out, and it's over. But then what happens when you repeat that too often? What happens? You feel darkness grow within your soul. And you begin to feel anguish and pain from that. And you feel sorrow. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, establish your salah and it will protect you from that. You will actually be training yourself to do the difficult, and you will be in turn training yourself to become a successful human being and a good Muslim. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will actually deliver you into the akhirah, a human being that is pleasing to Him. So do the difficult, and Ramadan is boot training camp. And it's time that we understand the deeper meanings that are attached to Ramadan and our salah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to listen to His commandments and obey them. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to understand our position with Him. such that we understand that we are the slaves and He is the Lord, the Maker, the Creator. He dictates and we don't. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.